Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb, talking beef exports. We're back with Jim in just a moment. With us today is Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgroSciences.
Charles C., tell me about how current market prices and the conditions in our markets will impact wheat growers' decisions in 2018 and beyond.
With fluctuating commodity prices, crop rotation flexibility is now even more important to wheat growers. They benefit from the ability to plant crops that are most profitable to their operations, such as soybeans, cotton, canola, and milo. With the right herbicide program, growers can control these key weeds and still maintain the flexibility to plant into a double cropping system that the market conditions favor. The wrong herbicide choice in season could limit future planting decisions. Culex herbicide offers advanced broadleaf weed control without limiting these crop rotation options. Culex delivers a 3-month crop rotation interval to soybeans, cotton, corn, and milo, and then a 5-month plant back to canola.
Thanks, Charlesy. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgroSciences rep or visit flexibleweedcontrol.com. One of the best people to analyze our beef export numbers on a regular basis is Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. He takes a look at the most recent numbers, the October figures for both exports and imports.
Well, these are the official numbers for the month of October, so they're a little bit dated, but they were positive for the beef sector. In terms of imports of beef, that was down for the month of October year over year by nearly 5%, and the beef exports were up on a tonnage basis by nearly 5%. Now, this does not include the variety meats and the hides, et cetera, which have been a bit of a struggle. But in our top three markets, Japan was up 10% year over year, nearly 11%. Our exports of beef to Mexico were up 3% year over year, and our exports to South Korea were up 17% year over year. So that 5% year over year increase is a little bit smaller gain than we've had, but clearly shows we're on track for a record large beef tonnage export year and record large value of those exports. Now, that's a bit of a contrast to the pork sector, which had their exports only up 1.5% year over year. And a bit of the good news in kind of the other sector is the chicken sector. Their exports were up 4% year over year. Doesn't sound like a lot. We've had to lower chicken prices dramatically to be able to move into these markets that will accept our chicken. Markets like Angola, Mexico, Iraq, these are very price-sensitive markets, and we've had to lower the chicken prices dramatically, but it's finally caught hold, and we're starting to see some tonnage move into the export channels as opposed to cold storage. So on balance, we would call this a positive report, especially for the beef sector. That demand component overseas has clearly been the bigger demand component compared to the domestic demand component in terms of keeping our cattle market glued together in the face of second largest beef production ever and record large total red meat and poultry supplies by a big factor in 2018.
Of course, Jim, 2017 turned out to be a really good year for beef exports, and we seem to be standing on the shoulders of that year's performance, a year ago's performance, and just building here in 2018 even more impressive numbers.
That's definitely encouraging, and we have very low unemployment in the U.S. The U.S. market is holding together very well on the beef demand component, especially at wholesale. We have a lot of featuring of beef still going on, and this export component has been, I think, consistently throughout month over month, year over year, has been a pleasant surprise throughout 2018. And again, we're going to set a record level in terms of tonnage and value of beef exports.
Jim Robb talking about the latest beef export numbers pointing to a record 2018. Now, circling back around to one more piece of domestic information that Jim Robb and his staff been working on in recent days, there's an article up on the LMIC website talking about the domestic decline in turkey demand. He says that things have not gone well for the last couple of seasons for the bird.
Turkey consumption's on the decline. This time of year, we're very much in the whole turkey marketplace for the holidays. And that per capita consumption, and we step back and we look at the price and the consumption relationship, clearly demand for that whole bird has declined. But then when we step back in 2018, we also see that the deli meat demand, which is the driver through much of the rest of the year, that the sliced meats, et cetera, was very soft also. So we had a consumption profile that, we were up slightly on beef, we were up on pork, we were up on chicken, but turkey consumption actually declined in 2018. That's now 2 years in a row. And some of this, we think, Eric, is clearly the dynamic in the big holiday eating meals. We actually see a few more people having some of their holiday meals in restaurants. And maybe we don't make as big a turkey, et cetera, as we did a few years ago. So that turkey demand profile is very much a struggle for the industry. They've also struggled on the export front. So they haven't been able to export some of the leg products, et cetera, to Mexico that we have in recent years, trying to compete with the. There's been very much competition between the ham market and the turkey market. And we have seen maybe a little bit on balance, both domestic and foreign, that the ham has won out a little bit over the turkey in terms of the seasonal demand.
And that does appear to be a favorable domestic demand development for the beef industry.
It is. In the broader context of the holiday meals, it looks like we've not only shifted a little bit to ham, but also to some of the rib cuts, et cetera, as we've seen recently in the wholesale market, those holding up stronger compared to a year ago when they should be tipping lower.
Jim Robb with the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.